Callum and P, Dunedin.
G'day.
G'day, is John Toogood, lead singer of the Adults there, please?
Yeah, that's me.
It's your old mates Callum and P from Classic Hits in Dunedin. How are you?
Hi, guys. How are you going?
You will so be counting down to getting to Forsyth Bar Stadium this Sunday, are you?
Oh, it's going to be awesome, man. Seriously, every show on this tour, it's just all good.
Hey, so what, you're 7 dates into the tour so far. How's it been going?
It's pretty much, as far as a musician goes, it's pretty much paradise. It's like going to all these amazing, beautiful places that you'd all go on holiday anyway, and then doing what you love doing, which is playing music in front of people that sort of love music as well. So yeah, it's not much to complain about, really.
Oh, playing music and drinking wine in some of the most beautiful venues. We're going to get to the wine really soon. We want to know your best crowd so far on your last seven locations. Where's your best crowd been?
Best crowd? I mean, it's really weird. I mean, every single one's been special, like for a totally different reason. Alana Estate was probably, I mean, it was just huge, so that was pretty cool. And but then the next day in Mangatanoka, you know, by the Tui Brewery, it was because of the venue, it's a smaller, much smaller crowd, but it was as special as anyway, you know. So, you know, from day one, like up in Matakana, it's just been just like an amazing tour. So, I can't explain how good it is. It's really tough.
Wait till you come down here to the Forsyth Bar Stadium winery.
So it's not a winery, is it?
Well, it can be whatever
we'll
you want
try,
it to be.
We'll try.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, look, I'll tell you what, you could grow some good grapes under the roof at Forsyth Bar Stadium.
I reckon you could. I reckon it'd be an amazing greenhouse. It'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Well, kind of covered off the venues. Best wine. Have you had a tipple at each venue that you've been at?
Actually, no, because I don't drink alcohol.
Oh, okay. Well, then you're the sober driver. Who drinks the most alcohol out of Fat Freddy's, Anika Bowen Holly, and the Adults? Who drinks the most?
Anika Bowen Holly, without a doubt. Without a doubt. Those guys are caning it.
Seriously, have they been behaving?
Well, the thing is, well, we've all been not behaving as equally, so it's all relative, you know. So, there's no problem. We've all known each other for years and years and years. So, it's just like hanging out with a bunch of mates, really. And you know, we're all cheeky with each other, but everyone's getting on really well.
Sounds like a big old slumber party. I think the really unique thing about the Classic Hits Winery Tour is the fact that it's for families, isn't it? Have you enjoyed playing not just to, you know, your fans from She Had Days and now for the Adults, but also to, like, the little kids? Because, I mean, the kids were there last year, we were there, and they just rocked it out. How's that been for you as an artist?
Oh, it's actually pulled us through. Like, I mean, you know, there's been times where it's just been like all kids dancing and the adults sitting back, and for me it's like if a kid can't help themselves and just starts rocking, it's like it's the best compliment, because it's unfettered by, you know, things like whether it's cool or not. It's just do I like this or not, and if they're rocking out, it's like it's such a great feeling. I think one of my favorite sort of kid sort of dancing moments was in Tutukaka, where the only person on the dance floor was this, I'd say a toddler, who just came right into the middle in front of the whole crowd and did this sort of weird flip. And this older guy, like, saw it and just come running into the dance floor as well and did exactly the same flip. But it was like, now this, I would not have that at a She-Ho concert. It's so cool, you know.
Have you had a chance to get alongside and chat to Clara Van Well, who is a late addition, a special guest on the winery tour, the winner of New Zealand's Got Talent, a young girl with a big career ahead of her, it looks.
We certainly have. Like, Clara actually bought the Adults a box of Roses chocolates at the last show. We've been getting on like house and fire. She is a very smart and very talented girl, and I think whatever she chooses to do in her life, she will be successful because she's really, really smart. But she was really cute the other day. She said to me, "I actually think I might try music for a career." I thought that's what you were doing.
She's very smart, though. She's bringing people boxes of chocolates, can I just say. That's one smart cookie.
Now, totally.
A little birdie told me that you had a debut of your acting career on Friday night on the old TV show with Jeremy and Paul. Tell us
on
about
the radio.
That. Yeah,
on the radio
on TV3.
Yeah, spelt incorrectly. No, that was fun. Actually, my favourite character is the receptionist, really.
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah, I don't know if our receptionist here is too happy with that portrayal of the stereotype radio receptionist, but, you know, it's not all too unfamiliar.
No, I thought it was just fun. I was in Auckland and they gave me a call and I went, oh yeah, sure, why not?
Hey, and your mate Shane Carter will be particularly looking forward to hosting you here in his old hometown of Dunno's.
Yes, his guest list is expected to be quite large, so because that's all family and stuff down there. So yeah, it's going to be it's cool. Like yeah, he loves it down there, and I mean I love Dunedin as well. It's always been Sheehan have always been really well accepted there, and we've had some of our best gigs there. So and I think it's a beautiful city. You know.
Stop it! Listen to you.
It is. It's a really beautiful city.
Look, it is. It absolutely is. It absolutely is. A couple of days ago, of course, the Grammys. What did you think of the Grammy results?
Oh, I don't watch things like that.
Really? Honestly, do you not?
I saw that Kimbra had won a couple of things, which I was very pleased about because she's a really talented woman and she's a Kiwi, so I'm stoked. Yeah. And a lovely person, actually.
Yeah. Good to chat. We can't wait to see you guys on Sunday at Forsyth Bar Stadium. And I know you've got a couple of dates to play before our concert here. Keep on trucking and we'll see you here on Sunday, John.
We're looking forward to it.
In fact, we'll be the two introing you guys. So if there's anything you need us to say about how great you are, just slip it down on a piece of paper and give it to us. With a box of chocolates.
Yeah, it works.
Good on you, John.
Awesome. Okay, guys. Have a good day.
Love Dunedin. Love Callum and P on Classic Hits 89.4.